因此保罗的经验。
Last night we talked about an intellectual, of Paul and his experiences.
今天早上我们要继续的思想保罗他在信仰的道路上是怎么走的。
Today we're going to talk about Paul and in his walk of faith and how he walked it.
昨天我们曾经提到保罗写了一本很有名的书，叫做《罗马书》。
We know that Paul wrote a very famous book called Romans.
那这本书里面讲到保罗自己的经验。
This is a very important principle that it is evident to them. We say that we'd like to think
through this before I can believe. 我怎么可以信呢?
If I cannot think through it, then how can I believe?
但是保罗在这边用这个字眼很小心。
But Paul uses a very selective word here.
他说人,神的事情,人所能够知道的。
And says the things of God is evident to man.
人能够知道这是其中的一部分。
That is, man's, is evident, and man understands only this part. This is because of man's limitations. We can understand today what the limitations of man are. A lot of times in Taiwan, we discuss what it means to be a doctorate. In Chinese, this is 博士 meaning
knowing everything. 但是很多人说这个博士事实上是个瑕疵，他懂了一部分。
Instead of knowing everything, really it should be knowing a selective, a narrow part.
我们也许越做博士以后，我们所知道的可能就是那一个点。
That is to become a doctor, then one tends to focus on smaller and smaller things.
我们中国人说。隔了一行就好像隔了一个山一样。
It seems that in Chinese we think that if we talk about a different profession, a different kind of career, then it seems like it's a great gap between each one.
我们学人文科学的也许知道某些事情。
In human sciences, think about some things.
但是学自然科学的可能知道另外一些事情。
Those who talk about natural sciences, they have learned something else totally different.
我知道的你不一定知道。
What I know, you don't necessarily know.
你知道的我不一定知道。
What you know, I don't necessarily know either.
而且我们会发现人所知道的实在是很少。
And what we know, indeed is so very little.
有一次我的儿子问我。
One day my child asked me.
那时候他读幼稚园了。
This was when he was in kindergarten.
他说爸爸。为什么会打雷?
He asked, Dad, why is there thunder?
我不是学这个物理学的吗?
I'm not a physics student.
但是我想我还读过物理啊。
I think that, well, I did study physics once.
因为我们在中学都读过物理啊。
In high school, we studied physics.
所以我就跟他说了。
So I said,
我说这个阴电阳电一碰。
And so I said positive and negative when they contact each other.
就发生一个波。
And then there's this sparks and waves.
这个波就进到我们的耳朵。
And so these waves come upon our ears.
我们的耳朵就有一个膜。
And there's a membrane in our ear.
这个膜就接受这个波。
And it receives this wave.
这个波传到我们的脑的某一个部分。
And then this wave is then transmitted to our brain.
然后就变成声音了。
And becomes sound.
所以就听到雷声了。
Then you can hear the sound of thunder.
这样的解释，这个幼稚园的人应该很有学问的，对不对？
To discuss this to a kindergarten student, this seems very lofty.
当然对像曾医生，不知道是不是耳鼻喉科医生哈，也许不太满意。
Maybe to a doctor, it might not be very satisfactory.
但是我想这个小孩真的很不错了吧。
But to a child, it would be very satisfactory.
但是我这个幼稚园的孩子他就问我了。
But then this kindergarten student, he asked me.
他说爸爸，为什么那个波会变成声音呢？
And then he said, how come that wave will become a sound?
这个问题就把我考垮了。
This question stumped me.
我想了半天，我实在想不出什么理由来。
I thought for half a day and I couldn't give an answer.
我说不为什么，本来就是这样。
it's not a question of how it happened. It just happened.
我想这样他大概没话说了吧。
So I thought, well, this will stump him.
哎，没想到他就问我了。
And then he said.
他说爸爸。
He says, Dad.
为什么不为什么？
How come it's like that?
哎呀，我就发现。我虽然是一个大学教授啊
even though I, then I thought well since I'm a even though I'm a university professor
我就被一个幼稚园的学生问了一句话都回答不出来、
I could be stumped by a question from a kindergarten kid
所以很多儿童教育的书
so a lot of books are talking about child psychology
就告诉我们父母如何回答儿童的问题
it teaches us how to answer the questions of kids
因为一个儿童可以把你问垮
Because a small kid can actually make you unable to answer.
那些时候我们会发现，我们所知道的实在是相当相当有限的一个范围。
A lot of times we understand that the things that we really know are so narrow in scope.
我们每一个人所懂得的范围也是一个有限的范围。
The things that we know, the scope of it is really so small.
所以保罗他说
，So Paul said,
上帝的事情
，The things of God,
啊，是那样伟大那样奇妙的一个事情
，are so great and so marvelous.
我们所能够知道的只是其中的一部分。
What we can understand is only so such a small part of it.
所以我们不可能想通所有的事情。
So we cannot understand everything.
在我们整个的人生的经验中
，in our life experience，
我相信接受比想通更多。
Acceptance is more than thinking through.
多半的事情我们都是接受了。
Most of the things we have just accepted.
我们接受了以后，我们就产生了经验。
Once we accept it, then we have that experience.
然后我们回过头来看看我们过去的经验。
Then we look back at what our experience has been.
然后我们就把经验一项一项的整理整理。
And then we put together in categories all our experiences.
按照一个逻辑的次序把它排列排列。
In a logical sequence, we distribute them.
这就是我们的理智或者是科学的运用。
And this is using our intellect and our knowledge in a scientific way.
所以我们在信心的地步上，我们会发现接受是非常的重要。
And so in life experience, we find that acceptance is a very important thing.
所以保罗这边一开始说，上帝的事情人能够知道的只是其中的一部分。
And so Paul says that the things of God that people can accept, can understand is only a very small fraction.
是哪一个部分呢
？And what is this fraction?
他说是神所显明的那个部分。
And it is that part that God has made evident to us.
神主动的来把他自己显明给我们看。
God of His own initiative has expressed that and made it evident to us.
我们中文圣经上用了一个原来已经显明。
The Chinese Bible says that this is the one that has originally been evident.
这是一个神已经做完成的事情。
And as God has already completed this work.
我们的神是无限的伟大。
God is unlimited in His greatness.
而人是有限的渺小。
And man is limited in his smallness.
所以神就设计一个方式让他去了解。
And so God has made this way in which we can understand.
从神的主动来出发。
From God's initiative.
他已经把他自己显明在我们这些有限的人的身上了。
He has revealed himself so that we who are limited can understand it.
我想如果在这边有人当老师的，大概就可以了解这一点。
If some of us are teachers, we can understand this.
我当学生的时候，台大有一个教授非常有名。
When I was a student, there was a professor at Taiwan University that was very famous.
他的学问非常的好。
He was a great scholar.
但是他是一个很坏的老师。
But he was a bad teacher.
为什么呢
？Because.
因为他要表明他的学问很好。
In order to express his great knowledge.
所以他教这个中古史的时候。
So when he was talking about the Middle Ages.
History. 他就用拉丁文来讲。
He would talk about it in Latin.
我们当时没有一个人懂得拉丁文。
And no one understood Latin.
所以上他的课非常痛苦。
So in order to come to his classes was very painful.
上他的课以后只有一个感觉。
So in attending his classes there was just one feeling.
不知道他的拉丁文究竟好不好。
We didn't know whether his Latin was good or not.
所以我们会发现一个好的老师是什么样的老师呢？
And then we can understand what a good teacher is.
他要用学生所能够了解的方法来把他伟大的学问表达出来。
That is, he can explain to the students in a way that they can understand, although his knowledge is so great.
所以我们中国人有一句很重要的讲到教育的话，所以要看这个人是什么人，然后才给他什么样的教育，我们叫做因材施教。
And so in the Chinese expression, there's an expression about how to teach a student, and it is whatever we teach, we have to consider what the material is.
我们要看它是个什么样的材料。
We have to see what that material is.
好像不太对哈。
Well, material in a general sense.
它的 background 是什么？然后我们才对它施以特别的教育。
That is the quality of the material, the quality of the person, the quality of that character would be that material.
所以我们中国人在这个上很注意到。
And so in Chinese, we understand this.
神对人也是一样。
And so God takes people in that way.
我们人所能知道神只是其中的一点点。
And so what we understand is very limited.
我这个学人文科学的有我们人文科学的问题。
In the human sciences, we have our problems.
学化学的可能有化学的问题。
For those who are studying chemistry, they have their problems.
学物理的可能有物理的问题。
The physics people have their particular problems.
学这个电脑的可能有电脑的问题。
Those who are looking at the computers, they have their particular problems.
神不需要向我显明他所有的问题。
And God doesn't have to give all that the problems to us, all the things.
神把他自己显明给我们。
God evidences himself to us.
是照着我的能力所能够知道的显明给我。
It is giving to us those things which we can understand.
所以我并不需要去想通神所有一切的事情。
So I don't have to think through all the things of God.
而且那也是一个不可能的事情。
Because that's something which is impossible.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
他自己主动地把它显明给我们看。
And he is of his own initiative gave and made that evident to us those things which we could understand.
所以保罗回忆他自己的信仰经验。
And so Paul thought back about his own experiences in his faith.
他说神的事情
the things of God
他把它显明在我的心中
made it evident in my heart.
那我们来看看神怎么样用几个基本的显明来帮助我们认识他呢？
And so let's see how God revealed himself to us and how it had helped us.
那么我想有几件事情我们可以一起在这边来思考的。
There are a few things which we can consider together.
第一，我们可以看到神造人就是不一样。
And so we see first, when God made man, there was a difference.
圣经上告诉我们说
And the Bible tells us,
用地上的尘土造人。
God made man out of the dust of the earth.
然后在他鼻孔里放了生气。
And in his nostrils he gave life.
让他成为一个有灵的活人。
And so that he became a man with a soul and spirit.
很多人读到这里就开始摇头了。
And when people read this, they begin to shake their heads.
Oh, 人是尘土造的。
This man is made out of dust.
这简直岂有此理哈！
This is, how can?
哪有这种事情发生呢？
How can this be?
但圣经上也讲过一句很有趣的话。
But the Bible also says something which is very interesting.
这句话我们很多人都会接受。
And a lot of people can understand this.
因为圣经上说，你出于尘土，人要归于尘土。
The Bible says, you come out of dust and you return to dust.
你说我怎么出于尘土？我不太懂。
And then you say, well, I don't quite understand this. How come I came out of dust?
我出于妈妈的肚子。
Well, I came out of my mother's womb.
怎么会说出于尘土呢？
How can we say that I was out of dust?
但是你至少会承认后面一半，对不对？
But then at least you can accept the last part.
无论是谁，我们都要归于尘土。
No matter who we are, we're going to return to dust.
有天我们死了。
One day we'll die.
有天我们埋葬了。
We're buried.
然后我们到哪去了？
Where do we go?
我们又化回尘土去了。
We go back to the dust.
所以有人说坟场的花开得特别漂亮。
Some people say that the flowers in the cemetery are particularly beautiful.
因为那个土壤特别肥沃。
Because the ground is so fertile.
我们出于尘土，仍然要归于尘土。
Out of dust we come and to dust we go.
圣经上说，神是用尘土来造我们。
Bible says that God made us out of the dust.
我看这个Cincinnati大学教授 Professor Tashiro 他一篇文章讲到人的成分。
There was a professor at Cincinnati, Professor Tashiro. He talked about the composition of a man.
跟这边的人很近啊。
And close to some of the people here.
那么他把一个149磅重的人来进行生化分析。
And so he described the body composition of a 149-pound person.
我想这边很多生化学家在此哈。
I think there are many biologist types are here.
这不是我的资料，这是他的资料。
This is his material.
所以他错了，他负责。
Yeah, if he's wrong, that's his responsibility.
他说这样一个149磅重的人。
And this person of 149 pounds.
Pounds. 它包含了氧92.4。
There's oxygen 92.4.
碳31.6。
Carbon 31.6.
氮3.6。
And nitrogen 氮是 3.6.
氮2.8。
Calcium 2.8,
磷1.4,
phosphorus 1.4,
镁0.04,
magnesium 0.04,
铁0.02
iron 0.02
钾0.34
yes potassium 0.34
反正还有很多其他东西了哈
many other things too
就越来越少了
and the smaller and smaller elements
所以这一个研究他把它公布出来
and so he described this investigation
给人家好像一种印象
to give people an impression
如果你是149磅重
if you're 149 pounds
给你举手好不好哦有人举手了哈正好是149磅重
啊 so somebody's there 149 pounds
那么你就是这一对化学元素
So you have that chemical composition.
那么有一个苏俄的作家更干脆。
And then there was a Russian writer, and he was even more candid.
这个人叫 Dr. Mylov.
And Dr. Mylov.
他就提到了。
And he said.
他说一个人的身体啊。
A man's body.
他说含的石灰可以漂白四分之一平方英尺。
And his body, he has the amount of bleach that can bleach.
四分之一平方英尺。
For a quarter of a square foot.
他所含的镁可以给闪光灯摄影照相一次。
And his magnesium in his body can use it for flashlight for two times.
他所含的磷可以做火柴2000根。
The phosphorus in his body can make into matches for 2000 matches.
他的铁可以打成钉子一根。
His iron can be made into nails in one catty, one pound.
剩下的其他的元素可以做200克的肥皂7块。
The rest of his products in his body can be made into soap bars 7.
所以我想，如果你的人生是这样的人生的话
，And if our life is like that，
似乎是表示到人含有一个基本的成分。
And it seems to show that man has one other basic quality.
就是我们有一个尘土的成分。
That is, we have the quality of dust.
这些成分都会归于尘土。
Because all these things will become dust.
神用地上的尘土造人。
God made man out of the dust of the earth.
只不过是告诉我们说，这一个部分是一个很平凡的部分。
That is to remind us that this part is only a very common part.
这个部分不是我们人生中最重要的一个主要的部分。
This is not the most important part of our body.
如果我们只是一堆化学元素
if we are only just a bunch of chemicals in our body
假如我们只是从一个纯粹的化学化的这个生物化学立场来看的话人就是这一堆化学元素
if we're just a bunch of chemicals in our body it's just like this
那人生就是很悲哀的
then it's very sad to have a life
我们中国有一个很有名的学者叫做胡适
there's a very famous scholar in Chinese history Hu
那么他讲过一句非常不聪明的话
He said something which was not very scholarly.
他说死一个人跟死一个猫死一个狗一样的。
He says a dead man and a dead cat are the same.
生一个人跟生一个猫生一个狗也是一样的。
To have given birth to a human or a dog or a cat are no different.
他为什么讲这种话呢
？Why did he say that？
我想只有一个理由。
I think it's just one reason.
就是他去看这个人的时候，纯粹的从物质的尘土的成分去看。
That he looked at man from a very physical point of view, just like dust.
如果人只是这一堆化学元素
if man is just a bag of chemicals,
我相信一个149磅重的人跟一个149磅重的狗差不多的
Indeed, a 149 pound man and a 149 pound dog would be the same.
不相信的话，你们去分析一下
I think that if you don't accept it, you can analyze it and see.
可能你得到同样的结果
Maybe you'll find the similar kinds of results.
角度来看的话，可能狗比人还要值钱。
Maybe even the dog might be more precious than a human.
现在有些狗长得很大。
Some dogs are really huge.
很多姊妹很瘦很小。
And many sisters are small.
所以人如果只是把它摆在物质程度部分去看的话，人实在是没有什么。
If we just limit man to physical chemical kinds of things, the value is very low.
实在是非常的渺小，非常的有限。
Very small, very limited.
但是很可惜我们现在很多人都把我们整个的人生投资在这个物质尘土的部分
And it's very sad that many times people consider man in this vein in this way of being just like dust
我们每天忙忙碌碌的就是为着我们这个物质肉身的享受
And all day long we are tired we work very very hard just for the physical enjoyment
我们把所有的价值都放在我们的眼睛能够看到的价值上面
We put all the values on the things which we can see
我们这个物质肉身是我们很快可以看得见的。
This physical body is something which we can see very obviously. We seem to deny that there's a very important soul and spirit within us. But the Bible tells us very clearly, and the Bible says that God made us from the dust of the earth, using these physical things to make man. We all have this physical structure. But this is not the most important part. God made man out of dust. In his nostrils, he gave the breath of life. And so that he became a person with a spirit, a living spirit. And as a human with a life of spirit, and as someone with value. Someone has investigated Shakespeare.
Oh, 这是英国最伟大的国宝.
And indeed, this is one of the most famous artists in English history. If we take away Shakespeare from English literature, what would happen to those who are studying English literature? We cannot take him away from the whole history of mankind. Because Shakespeare was such an important writer. One person has investigated the life of Shakespeare, read all the things of his life and what he did, looked at all the writings that he had. After he finished all this reading, he had a conclusion. Shakespeare is not anything special. And because he wrote so many books and so many songs, and all of these writings, all he did was using 26 letters of the alphabet. I think this description is accurate. I write also using 26 characters of English. If we try to investigate Shakespeare and we conclude that he only has 26 characters, that's really sad. In all kinds of ways that you can sort of determine this. You can make many, many charts. And Shakespeare wrote so many writings. He wrote so many A's. And how many V's? He used very little of V's. And then you use many computers and calculations in order to prove all this. You cannot understand the greatness of Shakespeare. You cannot really understand the true value of Shakespeare. A lot of times the people now investigating what man is. And we put all the emphasis on the dust. And we say, oh, this is very scientific. We say, oh, the University of Cincinnati is a very famous university. Our biologic sciences area is a very important one. We say, this Professor Tashiro is very famous. And this is a very scientifically rigorous study that he produced. And what is man? It's just a bunch of chemicals. And this investigation might be very scientific. But this investigation cannot solve man's problems. Because man is not just a physical dust. When God made man, God gave man a spirit. Gave us the breath of life. So that we will become a living being with spirit. Because the Bible tells us that God made us in his own image. And so man indeed has the image of God. Jesus said something very important.
他说, 从肉身生的就是肉身。
Jesus said, for that which comes from the flesh is of the flesh.
从灵生的还是灵。
That is, that which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. The Spirit.
在约翰福音第四章里面，耶稣就是讲得更清楚。
In John chapter 4, it tells us very, very clearly.
他说，神是个灵，所以拜他的要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
God is a spirit, so those who want to worship him have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以如果我们要寻求认识这一位神，
if we want to seek after and understand this God,
或者我们人的特征在哪里呢？
or what is the characteristic of man,
人跟其他的动物不同在哪里呢？
what is the difference between man and other animals?
你知道这个东西我们古人就开始想了。
And so the ancients used to think about this.
所以我们的老圣人就说，人跟禽兽的差别虽然只有那么一点点。
And so people will say that, oh, the man and the animals is just only a little difference.
但是我们中国人又同样的讲另外一句话。
But the Chinese have another expression.
开始的时候是差一点点，结果就错了一大堆。
That is, initially there is a little difference, but the conclusion is that there's a great difference, really.
没想我把中国古文都已经翻成现代文了。
This is a Chinese old expression to translate it into modern.
我们从这些地方我们可以发现一件事情。
And so from this we can understand.
我们中国的古人才发现人跟禽兽是不一样的。
That man, our ancients also recognize that man and animals are different.
好像是差那么一点点。
Although it seems like there's a small difference.
人有眼睛，那个狗也有眼睛。
We have eyes, dogs have eyes.
那个狗也有鼻子，人也有鼻子。
Dogs have noses, we have noses.
那个狗有嘴巴，人也有嘴巴。
The dogs have mouths, and we have mouths.
特别猴子还更像我们。
And monkeys are even more closely resembling us.
好像是一样的。
It seems like it's the same.
但是我们中国的很古老的圣人就说不一样。
But the ancient sages also recognize this. They're not the same.
那个不一样，从外表看起来只有一点点。
From the external appearance, there may be a little difference only.
但是。
Yet.
就是这一点点开始。
This from this very small difference.
结果就有很大很大的差别。
The conclusion is a great, great difference.
所以这个开始的一点点，如果你没有认清楚的话
，if one doesn't recognize this initial point,
那么将来你的人生会有很大的错谬。
The divergence finally will result in a great difference.
而且越往下走，你会发现错的越厉害。
The further you are away, the greater the difference becomes.
所以我想对各位知识分子而言
and so to all who are intellectuals you consider yourself
对一个寻求人生生命意义的知识分子而言
to a person who is seeking after the meaning of life
我们对于开始应该很注意
we must consider very importantly the origin, the opening point
我们中国强调开始要小心叫做慎始
that we must have a very very careful beginning
所以我们知道人不仅是具有物质的尘土部分
And so man not only has a physical structure,
上帝把他自己的形象赐给了我们
and then God has given us his own image,
这个灵在我们人的里面
this spirit is within us,
所以人就在开始思想很多的问题
and so man begins to think of many, many problems,
我们的心灵的里面就好像是另外的一个战场
and so in our spirit, we begin to have a major battlefield,
我们物质肉身的战场我们很容易了解
And we can understand the battlefield of the physical body.
刚我们唱的首歌，我们在人生舞台上跑来跑去，很忧伤。
And just now the song we said, well, we're walking around like in the drama of life, and it's very sad.
我们面对很多的竞争。
And many, many kinds of battles ahead of us.
我们面对很多的压力。
And many, many kinds of pressures on us.
我们面对好多身体的软弱。
And many weaknesses and illnesses in our body.
这些我们都已经知道了。
We all know that.
其实我们的内在是个更强烈的战争。
But inside of us is an even greater struggle.
因为人跟禽兽不一样。
Because man and animals are different.
人的里面有灵。
We have the spirit within us.
人的里面会思想很多动物从来不思想的问题。
We think of many things that animals do not think of at all.
比如说，我们会寻求生命的意义。
For example, we will think about the meaning of life.
宇宙光的宗旨就是要寻求生命的意义。
The Cosmic Light magazine, its goal is to find the purpose of the meaning of life.
这个生命意义的寻求是个很古老的问题。
This is a very age-old question.
在希腊的古代，一个很有名的王叫做 Midas.
There's an old historical king of the Greeks called Midas.
在美国看到很多 Midas.
In America, we see a lot of this Midas wood.
后来我发现是卖汽车零件的。
That was the auto spare parts.
我以为这个美国人这么崇拜这个希腊国王啊。
I thought that maybe Americans worshipped this Greek king.
我很小的时候读这个，在台湾读这个初中的时候。
When I was in Taiwan and I was in junior high.
读那个英文的远东课本。
I was looking at the English version of the Far Eastern books.
是那个梁实秋教授编的。
Professor Liang, he wrote this.
我想很多台湾男人都读过啊。
I think many of you from Taiwan have read this.
那是我第一次听到 Midas 的名字。
So the first time I heard about Midas.
Once upon a time there was a king, his name was Midas. 那个故事讲什么呢？
And what does this story say?
那一刻的名字不知道有的人记得哈。
Do you remember this story?
The Golden Touch.
He had the Golden Touch.
点金术。
And he touched anything and became gold.
这一个国王他希望他得到点金术。
This king, he wanted to have the Golden Touch.
所以那个 Dionysius 就过来。
And Dionysius came by.
说好，我可以给你点金术。
He said, I can give you that Golden Touch.
但是你不能后悔。
But you cannot regret it.
会点金术怎么会后悔呢？
And the king thought, well, why would I regret this?
我们人生的目的是什么？
What is man's motive on earth?
就是学会点金术嘛，对不对？
We want to learn how to touch and make good gold.
所以说有些时候很多人到美国来镀金呢。
So many people think they come to America, they want to be gold plated.
我们如果可以点金术怎么会后悔呢？
If we can touch everything and become gold, how can we regret it?
所以 Dionysius 就把点金术传授给 Midas。
And so Dionysius gave this skill to Midas.
啊，他很高兴啊。
So he is very happy.
他把桌子一碰，
touched the table.
哇，变成黄金了。
Became gold.
啊，太高兴了哈。
Too happy.
他把这个麦克风一碰，
touched the microphone.
哈，变成黄金了。
Became gold.
我相信他们收回去，您特别高兴。
Those collecting the money, they will be very happy.
啊，他很兴奋了。
And so they were very very excited.
啊，请大家吃饭。
So invited everybody to have for a meal.
一律免费。
All free of charge.
哦，大家很高兴来吃饭。
Everybody was so happy to come to eat.
哎呀，这个希腊的葡萄是很美的。
And the Greek grapes are so beautiful.
哇，他一看那个葡萄长得那么好。
He looked at the grapes, it grew so well.
很高兴啊。
Very happy.
拿起一个葡萄就往嘴巴里一吃。
He took a grape and wanted to eat it.
啊，咬啊，咬不动了。
He wanted to bite it and he couldn't.
哦，这个葡萄变成金子了。
This grape had become gold.
没关系了，出去散散散步了。
Then I'll go out and walk for a while.
哎呀，这个皇宫的花园非常的美。
Looking at the flowers in the garden of the palace is so beautiful.
哦，那个时候大概正好是四月中的时候啊。
About middle April.
哇，这个花开得很漂亮。
The flowers were opening up so beautifully.
这个国王看这个花开得太好了。
He saw the flowers and said, oh, they're really great.
他就跑过去把那花拿过来一闻。
And he took the flowers up and was going to smell it.
哟，那花没味道了。
The flower had no smell anymore.
再一看，这个花也变成金子了。
And another look, and the flower had become gold also.
啊，他站起来有一点惆怅啊。
And then he was a little bit sorrowful. He stood up.
然后再一看，他可爱的女儿从花丛中跑过来了。
And then he looked up, and then his beautiful daughter came out.
太高兴了。
He's so happy.
可是他非常爱他的女儿。
Because he really loved his daughter.
他就跑去，哎呀，亲爱的女儿，让妈妈抱你一下吧。
And so I said, oh, my great, my wonderful daughter, let me embrace you.
这一抱，他的女儿也变成金子。
And then one embrace, her daughter became gold.
这是我在初中读的一课英文。
This was in junior high when I studied English.
所以呢，我看到 Midas 我就想起来了。
When I saw Midas, I remember this story.
哦，这个故事告诉我们，这个国王他真是厉害。
This story tells us that this king is really, really quite a king.
他有本事一碰东西就变成金。
When he touched something, it became gold.
如果我们这个春令会发一个广告出去。
If this retreat, we send out an announcement.
说特聘林志平教授传授点金术。
Especially invite Reverend Ling to come and he would be talking about how to touch everything to become gold.
凡是来参加的都可以一定学会，保证学会。
That everybody who came to learn would be able to do this.
我不知道多少人会来啊。
I don't know how many people would come.
啊，可能很多人都要来学这个点金术了。
Maybe a lot of people would like to learn how to touch and it become gold.
但是这一个国王 故事给我们很深刻的教训，对不对？
But this story gives us a very important lesson.
这一个国王学会了点睛术。
This king learned the golden touch.
但是他失去了葡萄的芬芳。
But he lost the fragrance of a grape.
他失去了花朵的美丽。
He lost the beauty of a flower.
他失去了他女儿的活泼。
She lost the vivacity of her daughter.
让我想起耶稣基督的一句很重要的话。
And so we I can remember Jesus a very special phrase he said.
人就是赚得全世界。
If man earns the entire world,
却赔上自己的生命。
But he loses his own life.
有什么益处？
What benefit is that to him?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
What can man have to exchange for life?
我不知道是不是因为 Midas King 他有这样的一个特别的经验。
I don't know if it's because Midas king had such an experience. So he went to ask the greatest philosopher of his time. And his name is Slenus. So he asked him, in life, what is the most important thing? And so this philosopher, he thought about it.
然后他回答他说
And he said,
他说生命中最好的事情
The best thing in life
这个问题最好不要问
It's best not to ask that question
如果你一定要问
If you really want to ask that question
最好就是不要出生
The best thing if you really want to ask that question is not to be born
如果你已经出生
If you're already born
最好就是去死
And the best thing is to die
这就是 Slenus回答听 Midas 的问题
And that is the great philosopher and his response to Midas
我们知道这一个对话在希腊史上是很有名的
And so this dialogue was a very famous dialogue
这个对话一直传到整个的哲学史上
And this dialogue was transmitted to all the philosophy world
到我们19世纪时期很多悲观主义的哲学家
In 19th century the philosophers who had a pessimistic view
像叔本华像尼采都是如此
and many of these philosophers really had the same sort of view
那么在20世纪的时期
in the 20th century
这个问题还是一样的会问
and the same question can be asked
有人就问罗素先生
now once one time somebody asked Rousseau
这也是一个诺贝尔奖的得主
this was a Nobel laureate
被认为是20世纪的智慧人物
and this was considered to be a 20th century man of knowledge
是一个哲学家
this is aphilosopher
是一个很伟大的作家
a great writer
是一个很伟大的数学家
a great mathematician
这了不起
a really great person
有人就问罗素说
when somebody asked Rousseau
说请问你生命的意义是什么
what is the meaning of life
罗素想了一想回答说
and he thought about it for a while and he responded
他说你问我生命的意义是什么又有何意义
the reason you asked me about this what is the reason for that the question
这么聪明的人没有办法回答这个问题
A very knowledgeable person he cannot answer that question
在1960年代
1960
我当学生的时候
When I was a student
我们知道存在主义那时候是最迷人的东西
At that time existentialism was really very rampant
那么当时最有名的一个存在主义大师就是法国的沙特
One of the greatest ones of that time, philosophers espousing existentialism was Sartre in France.
有一次人家问他一个问题。
One time someone asked him the question.
请问你人生中、生命中最重要的是什么事？
Asking him, in his consideration, in life, what is the most important thing in life?
这一位诺贝尔奖的得主。
And this Nobel laureate, he said.
他想想他说。
He thought about it and he said.
我不知道。
I don't know.
也许每一件事情都重要吧。
Maybe everything is important.
然后他就抽了一口烟。
Then he had a puff of smoke.
然后就把那口烟就吐出去。
And he puffed it right out.
他说，譬如说抽一口烟。
For example, if we have smoke and exhale a puff of smoke.
然后再把它吐出去。
And we inhale it and then we puff it out.
我们六零年代的这个学生啊，迷他迷得要死。
In 1960s, the students really admired him.
哎呀，这种人生多么的潇洒。
He says, "Oh, this kind of life is really so wonderful."
生命中最重要的是什么
？And what is the most important thing in life?
我不知道。
I don't know.
多好啊
！How good it is.
像什么
？What is it like?
抽一口烟，然后再吐出去。
It's like inhaling and exhaling a puff of smoke.
但是。 二十年过去了。
But 20 years later,
当我再去回头想的时候，
when I think back about this,
哎，我觉得简直太可笑了。
I think it's really ridiculous.
为什么这么多聪明的人他们不能回答这个问题呢？
Why is it that so many bright people they cannot answer this question?
或者我们可以说，为什么人从古希腊时期就要一直问这个问题呢？
Why is it that men since the ancient Greeks have been asking this question?
我相信这个问题你也问。
I think you asked this question too.
我一个学生在加州。
I have a student in California.
他是心理系的学生。
He is a student of psychology.
那我这边有我心理系的同学。
I think that there are students here that are from my psychology department.
他听说我到加州了。
They heard that I came to California.
他开车几个钟头来看我。
They drove several hours to come to find me.
哎呀，当然很高兴了。
Of course, I was very happy.
那这个学生这么好，这么远来看我，我当然很高兴。
Students, they drove so far to see me. I was really happy.
我说你在干什么？
I said, what are you doing?
他说，学几堂课了。
We're attending a few classes.
我说那其他时间干什么呢？
And what are you doing the rest of the time?
他不提也罢。
not much.
我说为什么呢？
What is it?
他说我在一个餐馆打工了。
He says, oh, I'm just working in a restaurant.
我说你打工干什么？
He says, why are you working in a restaurant?
他说切鸡。
He says, I'm cutting chicken.
从早上开始切。
That's the morning where I begin to cut.
切到中午。
Cut until noon.
中午再切到下午。
In the afternoon, I keep cutting it.
有时候还要切到晚上。
Sometimes I cut it till night time.
他说切完了以后，我一看到鸡我就会吐。
So after I cut the chicken, when I see chicken, I want to vomit.
我想你们大概不会那么惨哈。
Maybe you don't have such a sad life.
他也许是个不信的人。
He was not a believer.
他好像在问我一个问题。
So he asked me a question.
他说老师啊，我听说你来，我很高兴，我无论如何都要来看你一下。
The teacher, I really was because I heard that you came. I really wanted to see you. I came from such a far distance.
他说我今天不来跟你讲这些话，我就会烦死，我就会爆炸了。
If I don't come to tell you about this, I really would have exploded.
这边的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of life?
切鸡。
Chop up a chicken.
我们有各种不同形式的切鸡，对不对？
We have all kinds of ways to chop up the chicken in our life.
哎呀，八点钟不想起来也能起来。
8 o'clock in the morning, if we don't want to get up, we get up.
跑到我们的办公室去。
Running to the office.
你不喜欢见老板，你也得见他。
You don't want to see the boss, but you still have to see him.
打开你的步子。
And you want to open up your area.
你不想做，你也得做。
Even if you don't want to work on your area, you still have to do it.
然后一天就完了。
And that's the end of the day.
然后你疲倦不堪回去。
And you're very tired and you go back home.
干什么？
What are you doing?
打开电视看一看。
Turn on the TV.
我不知道美国的电视怎么样。
I don't know American TV.
我到美国还没有看过电视。
I still haven't looked at TV in America.
在台湾很多人看电视的。
In Taiwan, many people watch TV.
一边看一边骂。
they watch TV all the time and they scold all the time.
无聊。
meaningless.
但是呢，看一看，从第一个看到最后一个看
哥哥。Even though it's meaningless, he finishes all the TV programs.
然后上去睡觉。
Then he goes and sleeps.
然后明天再起来跑。
And then the next morning he gets up and runs again.
有些人是一天切鸡。
Some people chop the chickens all day long.
其实我们也是整个人生都在切鸡。
But our whole life indeed is chopping chickens.
我们每天忙。小说。
There's a novel.
叫做。什么事情使得山姆那么忙？
Why is it that three hairs is so busy?
这是一本英文小说 What makes Sammy run?
什么 What makes Sammy run?
好，那么这个小说写了半天。
And so this novel went on and on.
他的答案是什么呢？
And what's the conclusion?
他说忙的本身是山姆不同的忙。
The busyness of busyness is what makes the Sammy run.
没有任何的意义，就是忙。
It's no special reason, just being busy.
没有任何意义，就是拼命的跑。
No special meaning, but just running like crazy.
有些时候我们会想我们的生命的问题。
Sometimes you think about the meaning of our life.
人会思想生命的意义在哪里。
People are beginning to think about what is the meaning of life, what is the crucial meaning.
不仅仅是活在一个物质的肉身的里面。
Not only are we living in a physical body.
填饱我们肚子就够了吗？
And a materialistic living to, in order to satisfy our bodies.
不会。
Is that enough?
我们会想的更多。
want to think more about it.
因为神把宝贵的灵赐给你了。
Because God has given us a precious spirit within us.
你会想我这个生命的意义在哪里？
We will think, what is the meaning of our life?
你会想我这个生命的价值在哪里？
What is the value of our life?
我这样努力的目标在哪里？
We're struggling and struggling. What is our purpose?
这是人的第一个特征。
This is the characteristic of man. The first characteristic.
这也是灵在我们的第一个特征。
And so this is a spiritual spirit within us that gives us this characteristic.
我们人在寻求生命的意义。
And so man is seeking for the meaning of life.
如果这个问题不能够解决，你的人生永远不能够安息。
If this cannot be solved, we will never be peaceful in our hearts.
当然，我们人也在思想另外的一个问题。
Man is also thinking another thinking.
就是生跟死的问题。
And that is the meaning of life and death.
昨天我们曾经讲过那个小小的故事。
Yesterday we talked about a small story.
谁把你送上人生的舞台呢？
Who has sent you into the drama of life?
人是从哪里来的呢？
Where does man come from?
如果我们不知道我们从哪里来，
If we don't know where we come from,
如果我们不知道我们为什么上到这个人生的舞台上来，
If we don't know why we're on the stage of life,
那我们怎么来演一场人生的戏剧呢？
And how can we play role, have roles to play in this stage of life?
当然人生还要想另外一个问题。
And then we have another thing which we have to think about in life.
我们也会想到死是什么。
We want to think about death. What is death?
卡缪也是法国的这伟大的存在主义哲学家。
Camus was a great philosopher in France.
他也得到了诺贝尔奖。
Also, he received the Nobel Prize.
奇怪，我们今天讲的都是诺贝尔奖。
Tonight, today we're talking about a lot of Nobel laureates.
可能他们太有名了。
Maybe they're really just too famous.
卡缪写了一个很有名的剧本。
He wrote a very important writing.
叫做《卡利古拉》。
He talked about Caligula.
那么这是一个罗马的王。
This was a Roman king.
有一天他就宣布。
And one day he announced.
他说：“我发现了真理。”
I have found the truth.
哇，很多人很羡慕。
And so a lot of people really admired him.
大家都跑说，请问你真理究竟是什么？
And they came up to him and says, what is truth?
卡利古拉站起来说。
And so he got up and said,
人都会死。
So men will all die.
而且他们不快乐。
And they will not be happy.
哇，大家哈哈大笑。
And so everybody laughed.
人不快乐。
The man is not happy?
谁说我们不快乐?
Why do you say we're not happy?
因为我们快乐得很啊。
We're very happy.
我们罗马帝国是最强大的帝国。
Our Roman Empire is the greatest empire.
我们罗马帝国是最有钱的一个国家。
We're the most wealthiest empire.
我们罗马帝国也是最有智慧的一个国家。
We have the most knowledge.
而且我们罗马帝国的人也是最会享受的民族。
And we can enjoy the best.
所以如果我们读罗马史，我们会发现的确是如此。
And if we look at the history of Rome, we know that indeed that's true.
啊，罗马人真是会享受。
And the Roman Empire, they really knew how to enjoy life.
哎呀，吃喝玩乐，他们什么都很精到。
Eating and drinking and playing, they really had did the best.
所以他们真是很会享受人生呢。
They can enjoy life.
我们中国人比较不会享受人生。
Men, the Chinese don't know how to enjoy life very well.
啊，中国人赚很多钱都把它藏起来。
Chinese, they will save a lot of money and then they'll store it away.
前不久的台湾的基隆。
In 基隆 in Taiwan.
有一些工人在建一个新的房子。
There were some factory people who were putting up a new building.
结果他们挖地的时候就在地下挖出一个金的球。
And then when they were digging away, they found this golden ball.
啊，这个金球出现以后，就引起一场官司。
And so when this golden ball was discovered, there was a lawsuit.
这个卖这个地的这个主人就跑出来了。
The owner, the one who was selling this property, came out.
哎，他说我是卖地，我没有卖地里面这个金球。
I only sold you this property. I didn't sell you this golden ball.
啊，这个金球啊，是我们的祖先历代辛苦埋在地底下要给我们的。
This is a golden ball that is buried there from my ancient ancestors.
那么那个工人说不对不对，这个金球应该是我的，因为是我发现的。
And the laborer said that this is mine because I discovered it.
那个新的地说不对不对，应该是我的，因为这个地是我买来的。
And the new owner said that this is mine because I bought this property.
怎么办呢？
And so what's the solution?
就到法院去打官司了。
And they went to the law court.
啊，请很多律师来辩论了。
Lots of lawyers came to debate this issue.
我相信最后大概那个金球是属于律师的了。
The final conclusion is that the golden ball went to the lawyers.
哎呀，很多中国人很会赚钱呢。
A lot of Chinese, they really know how to earn money.
中国人赚的钱不会用。
They earn all the money, they don't know how to spend it.
买个金球埋在地底下。
They buy a golden ball and they put it in the ground.
让以后的儿女来吵架。
So that their children can fight over it.
罗马人很会用钱。
The Romans could spend their money.
罗马人很会享受。
They could enjoy life.
啊，我们去读那个《罗马新王史》那本书，可以看到，哎呀，罗马人真是会享受的不得了。
If we look at the Roman history books, we see how they enjoy life.
但是卡利库拉说，人会死，而且他们不快乐。
But the king Caligula, he said that men will die and they will not be happy.
他觉得很好笑。
He thinks it's hilarious.
这是什么真理？
What sort of truth is that?
真的有什么了不起？
What's so special about that?
还需要你来讲吗？
We don't need you to say that.
但是卡利布拉就站起来说了。
But then he got up and said,
他说你们今天所以能够快乐，
Today the reason why you can be so happy
是因为你们不了解死是什么。
It's because you don't know what death means.
现在我要让你们了解什么叫做死。
Now I want you to know what death means.
他就下一个命令。
So he had an edict.
他说我以罗马国王之尊，
Because I'm the king of Rome,
我下达这个命令。
I order this.
从现在开始，
From now on,
所有的罗马人，
All the Romans,
随时随地可以被处死，
Anytime you can be condemned to death,
不需要任何理由可以杀，
And no reason you can be killed.
好，这个命令下达了以后，
When this edict came down,
当那个罗马的主妇在洗米要煮饭的时候，
And so when the Roman women were washing their rice,
他就在想吗？
They were thinking,
洗米有什么意思、
啊、What's the meaning of washing this rice?
谁知道我说米洗不洗得完呢、
啊、Maybe even before I finish washing this rice, I will be dead.
也许我洗了一半我就死了。
Maybe in the middle of this, I will be killed.
那何必洗呢？
So why should I do this?、
啊、当他们面对一些好菜的时候，
If they come before with some good dishes of food,
那我何必吃呢？
Why should I eat it?
谁知道吃不吃得完呢？
No matter whether we eat or not, we'll be done for.
啊，那天罗马斗兽场有最精彩的表演。
And even in the great amphitheaters, although there was a great performance.
啊，这是了不起。
And it's really great performance.
啊，很多罗马人想要去看。
Many Romans wanted to go and see it.
但是当他们刚刚要出门的时候，他们就想了。
Just as they were to go out, outdoors, they thought.
我这样走出去划不划得来？
What's the purpose of going out?
说不定走了两步就死掉了。
I might just step out a few steps and get killed.
那我何必去走呢？
Why should I get out?
所以他忽然间发现所有的意义都没有了。
And so he suddenly realized that there was no more meaning.
为什么所有的意义都没有了呢？
Why is it there no more meaning?
因为他们忽然间发现原来死亡这个字眼是那么可怕。
And so they realized how terrible this word death is.
上帝把灵赐给我们，
Because God gave us the spirit.
我们活在生死之间，
We live between life and death.
你活多长我不知道。
How long do you live? We don't know.
但是我知道你活在生跟死之间。
But I know you live between these two.
对不对？
那就。没
人可以否认我这句话，对不对？
Nobody can deny this.
所以，当我们面对生跟死的时候，
As between life and death, as we face them,
人开始想很多问题。
Man begins to think of many things.
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我生命的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of my life?
我为什么要活在这个世界上面？
Why is it that I'm living in this life?
当我们面对死的时候，
When we're facing death,
我们也会想，
We will think about it.
如果我有一天会死，
If one day I will die,
那么我今天的努力是为什么？
What am I struggling for?
有一个中这个小学生，
There's a elementary school student.
他就问他的爸爸，他的爸爸是一个很有名的教授，叫曾昭旭。
He asked Professor Sun, his father.
这个旭怎么写忘记了。那么我们知道曾昭旭教授，他是一个新儒家的教授。
He was a scholar of the new Confucianism, a great scholar.
所以在我们国内是很有名的一位教授。
Very, very famous scholar in our country.
有一次他的七岁的儿子就问他一个问题。
One day his 7-year-old asked him a question.
他说爸爸。
The dad.
人会不会死啊？
Will man die?
当然会死。
He said, of course they'll die.
他就说那如果会死我们为什么要活呢？
Then he said, if we're going to die, why should we live?
难道我们活着就等那天死吗？
Is it to live so that we'll wait for one day to die?
你看看这样的一个问题，一个七岁的小孩子在问呢。
This kind of question even a 7-year-old could ask.
其实有些人更小就在问这个问题。
Even smaller kids can ask this question.
这一种问题都是我们人所必须遭遇到的问题。
This kind of question is a question we all have to face.
所以如果我们对生 死都没有一个清楚的认识，
if we don't have a clear understanding of life and death,
我们的里面就没有平安，
then we have no peace within us.
我们的里面就没有安全，
we don't have any sense of security within us.
今天很多的人在追求中间的东西，
a lot of people are seeking for the things that are in between these two.
但是他也活在充足的一片焦虑当中。
Oh, but he's living in a whole life of anxiety. Why is it that we are so anxious? Because we haven't discerned what exactly is life and death. There's a very famous scholar called Huxley. There are four generations of this family that are recorded in encyclopedias. A very important contribution. One time Huxley went to England to speak. And when he arrived, it was late. And so he came out from his room. And he jumped into a car. And he told the driver, fast, fast, fast. And so very quickly the driver went. Then after a while he asked the driver,
Do
you know where we're going?
这个
司机说, 不知道。The driver said, I don't know.
但是我们跑得很快。
But I know we're driving very fast.
我不晓得这是不是我们的问题。
I don't know if that's our question.
我们每一个人都在赶一部快车。
We're on a fast car.
都在赶一部快车。
On a fast lane.
我们觉得如果上了快车就好了。
We think that if we jump on this fast car, it's great.
但是这个车子如果开得越快。
But if this car goes the faster.
如果它没有目标。
It has no direction.
如果它没有方向。
No way, no direction and goal to go to.
你就会有更多的焦虑在你的身上。
You have more and more anxieties.
这就叫生命的焦虑。
And this is anxieties of life.
我们的人生有很多的焦虑产生。
In life, we have so many anxieties produced. Why? Because we don't know where we're going. We don't know where our final destination point is. And so the faster the car drives, the more anxious we become. If you're from Taiwan, you can understand this example better. Taipei is the furthest north in Taiwan. Tainan is in the southern tip. Taichung is in the middle. So it's easy to understand this geography. If you get on the car in Taichung, and you want to go to Taipei, so you get to the station, and you see the car.
Oh, 特快车
Express car.
你很高兴，飘就飘上去了。
So you jump on board.
开吧。
Then go.
这个车子没想从下面开的。
The car goes the wrong direction.
你坐在车里，等到车子开了以后，你才发现。
And when the car is started, then you've discovered.
哎呀，糟糕，到台南了。
Oh, it's going to Tainan.
那时候你怎么办？
What do you do?
你懊恼。
Then you're regretful.
哎呀，你气愤。
And you're angry.
你焦急。
And you're very anxious.
怎么办？
Now what do I do?
哎呀，我的女朋友在台北等我。
My girlfriend is waiting for me in Taipei.
你恨不得跳下去。
You want to jump off.
但是那个车子开得很快。
But the car is going so fast.
快到你不能跳。
So fast you can't get off.
结果他要把你一直送到台南。
So he sends you to Tainan.
因为他中间都不停的。
Because it doesn't stop in between. And so our life is just like that. And so just like in America when you're driving, you have to be careful about north, south, and east and west. I understand a lot of people went the wrong way last night. If you're running on a high-speed expressway, you make a wrong turning,
you
don't know where you're going.
等你再回头已经来不及了。
If you want to turn back, it's late.
已经太迟了。
Too late.
我们今天很多人只在找快车。
A lot of times today, we're just running on a fast car.
但是我们没有想到，更需要解决的问题是你的车子开到哪里去。
But the most important thing actually is where are we going in this car?
当我们面对人生的时候。
And when we face life.
上帝把他的灵赐给我们。
God gave us His Spirit.
这个灵在我们的里面去 追求认识上帝。
The spirit makes us look for our God.
我们的物质肉身都是有限的。
Our physical body is limited.
都是短暂的。
And short.
都是一定会毁灭的。
It will be destroyed.
出于尘土，人要归于尘土。
We come out from the dust, and to dust we return.
但是上帝把灵赐给我们。
But God has given us a spirit.
上帝把他的形象跟样式赐给我们。
He gave us his image and his likeness.
让我们在有限之中能够有无限的盼望。
So that even though we're limited in our human body, we have an unlimited hope.
让我们活在这个有限的肉体跟时间之中，但是我们却能思想无限的永恒的价值。
Even though we're in a limited body and time, we are thinking about an unlimited time and value.
如果你没有把这个问题解决，
if we haven't solved this problem,
如果你没有在这个地方得到满足，
if we haven't had the solution and satisfaction from this,
你可以尽量在尘土里面去满足。
We can be satisfied with our dust.
你可以去吃喝玩乐。
You can eat and drink and be enjoying yourself.
你可以拥有点金术。
You can have this ability to touch everything and it becomes gold.
你可以读完一个博士又一个博士，读完一个博士又一个博士。
You can study doctorate after doctorate.
啊，你可以赚这块金，赚那块金，赚这块金，赚很多的金。
You can earn much gold, this piece and that piece.
这些东西最多只能满足你的物质肉身的需要。
This can only satisfy your physical materialistic thoughts.
但是你不仅仅是物质。
But you're not only just a physical body.
保罗告诉我们说，
Paul told us,
神把他自己显明在我们的里面。
God has made himself evident to us.
神把灵赐给我们。
God has given his spirit to us.
这一个部分是让我们对自己的物质都是不满意的部分。
And this is the part that makes us unsatisfied with the rest of our physical body.
因为我们人有灵。
Because man has a spirit.
所以我们会去追寻永恒无限的价值。
So we are seeking after an eternal, unlimited value.
我们会超越生跟死。
We are exceeding beyond life and death.
这是人的特质。
We have the special characteristic of man.
这是人所必须满足的一个部分。
This is a part of man that has to be satisfied.
如果我们这个部分没有满足，
if this part of us is not satisfied,
我们永远不能得到满足。
Then we can never be satisfied.
所以神是灵。
God is a spirit.
我们怎么去认识这位属于灵的神呢？
And how do we recognize this God who is a spirit?
神把这些需要摆在我们的里面。
God gives us all these needs in us.
神把这些需要塞在我们的里面，让我们去追求认识这位属于灵的神。
So God has placed these needs in us so that we can seek after and look for this God.
所以人的灵跟神的灵能够彼此相通。
So the spirit of man and the spirit of God can have this communication.
也许我们过去的环境，过去的教育，让我们把人的灵给完全压死了。
And although our previous education and environment may have sort of killed and squashed our spirit.
但今天早上我们奉神的名告诉你。
But in God's name today we call upon you.
上帝的灵在你的心中。
God's spirit is within you.
如果你没有得到这灵里面的满足。
If you don't have this spiritual satisfaction.
你永远不会得到真正的平安跟满足。
You will never have a true peace and satisfaction.
今天神把这样的灵赐给你。
God today has given the spirit to you.
你可以用你的灵来向神发出一声呼吁。
You can in your spirit call out to God.
你说神啊，我把我的心灵打开。
Tell God that I want to open up my spirit to you.
求你的灵进到我的灵里面。
That your spirit might come into me.
你就会发现你可以遇见这一位奇妙的神。
That you can see God face to face.
你就可以用你的灵去认识，去了解这一位奇妙的神。
You can use our spirit indeed to understand and to know this God.
你就会发现他能够根本的、完全的解决你的人生的问题。
So you can basically and completely understand the solution of our meaning of life.
你愿不愿意？
Do you, are you willing?
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你创造我们的时候，
Because when you created us,
不仅是给我们物质肉身的尘土部分，
Not only did you just give us a physical body,
而且你把宝贵的灵赐给我们，
But you also gave us a precious spirit,
你把你自己的形象跟样式赐给我们，
You gave us your own image and your own likeness to us,
让我们成为一个你自己最尊贵的创造，
And so that we might be a precious creation of yours,
让我们能够跟你相通相交，
So that we can have communication with you,
主啊，今天我们来到你的面前。
Lord, today we come before you.
我们发现我们灵里面是何等的迫切需要认识你。
We understand that our spirit indeed is so anxious to know you.
所以我们愿意在你的面前低头敬拜。
So we're willing to come before you and bowing our heads.
我们也愿意把我们的心灵打开。
We want to open up our heart's door.
求你进到我们的心中。
That you might enter into our hearts.
当我们在这样的一个世界上劳碌奔波的时候。
As we're running ragged on this earth.
当我们的肉体觉得疲倦软弱的时候。
As our physical body is weak and tired.
当我们的心灵觉得忧伤痛苦的时候。
As our spirit and our hearts are pained and sorrowful.
求你让我们能够接受你永生永恒的祝福跟福气。
That we might open our hearts to accept the eternal peace and blessings.
我们愿意这样的在你面前祈求。
We like to pray this in before you.
求你充满我们。
That you might fill us.
求你接受我们。
That you might accept us.
当我们在低头闭目祷告的时候。
As we bow our heads in prayer.
我愿意问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
有没有哪个朋友你觉得你需要这样的一个新的生命？
Is any friend who needs this?
你说我需要这样一个灵里面的再生。
I need a new life in my spirit.
让这样的一个新鲜的生命在我的里面复兴过来。
That new life can be revived within me.
让我的生命的意义得到满足。
That my life may have a meaning.
好不好，请你举起右手。
That you might raise your hand.
我们愿意特别的为这样的同学朋友们祷告。
We want to specially pray for this friend.
有没有哪一位？
Do you have anybody?
请你举起右手，请放下。
Yes.
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
我们都在寻求生命的意义。
We indeed are looking for the meaning of life.
神要把这个满足赐给我们。
God wants to give this satisfaction to us.
今天我们把这个问题放在各位的面前。
God, we place this problem before each one.
说我发现我的里面真的有这样迫切的需要。
I have this great need within us.
我真的在思想这些问题。
I really am thinking about this.
我愿意开始我的信仰的脚步。
I want to begin this life of faith.
从神那边得到解答。
I want to have a God's solution.
请你举起右手。
You can raise your hand.
我们特别愿意为你祷告。
I particularly want to pray for you.
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
你说我需要这样的一个信仰。
I need this faith.
我需要这样的一个人生。
I need this life.
请你举起右手。
Can you raise your hand?
请放下。
Yes, thank you.
还有没有哪一位？也许我们在人生道路上已经遭受了很多的痛苦跟打击了。请放下。
Yes, thank you.
你说我今天我需要这样的一个安慰。
I need this consolation.
我需要神给我这样的一个新的力量。
That God will give me this new life.
让我里面的生命能够重新活过来。
That my whole life can be renewed and refreshed.
找到我真正的生命的意义。
That I can really find the true meaning of life.
请你举起右手。
Raise your hand.
我们愿意特别的为你祷告。
And we'll pray for you.
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
还有没有？
Anyone?
我问最后一次。
The last time.
有没有哪一位你说我今天要开始这样一个新的生命？
Today I want to begin this new life.
让我里面宝贵的灵的生命能够活过来。
That my this precious life, this spiritual life, can be renewed and refreshed again.
能够跟神的灵的生命结合在一起。
And so that I can have a communication and a connection with the Spirit of God.
能够找到我生命的意义跟我生命的价值。
I can find the meaning of life, the value of life.
请你举起右手。
If you want to raise your hand.
我们特别为你祷告。
We'll pray for you.
有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
有没有？
Anyone?
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们为着今天举手的这几位朋友们特别的感谢赞美。
For those who raised hands today, we especially thank you.
我们求你把生命的意义跟价值赐给他们。
We want to give the value and meaning of life to these people.
免得我们活过一天，我们又抱怨一天。
Otherwise, we will be regretting this life and complaining about life every day.
主啊，求你把生命的喜乐赐给我们。
God, give us the happiness of life.
把生命的平安赐给他们。
Give these people the peace of life.
把生命的力量赐给他们。
The strength of life.
让他们得到你自己的恩典。
So they can obtain your special blessing.
因为有你的新生命，就有新的生活表现出来。
Because with your new life, they will have a new life to live.
我们也为着我们在座的很多的朋友们祷告。
And we pray also for those other many friends that we have today.
如果我们还没有决志相信你。
If we haven't decided to accept you.
求你用你的圣灵在我们心中继续说话。
That your Holy Spirit might continue to speak in our hearts.
让我们能够放下自己。
That we can put down ourselves.
能够享受你所赐给我们这么大的福气。
To enjoy all the blessings that you give to us.
赞美感谢奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you and praise you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.